views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 is the number. In studio with me is Dr. Rebecca Gibbons of Acupuncture of Pensacola. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So you were kind of following the hurricane down in St. Pete's a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I moved up here about a year ago. And so I had a clinic down in St. Pete and lived there for a while. So it was, yeah, they had a lot of flooding down there. And they're recovering definitely this morning from it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching the news and it did seem like St. Pete's got quite a bit of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, it's a beautiful area, so it's sad to see, but, you know, we're safe here, so I'm glad.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
We escaped it, so.
Yeah, our thoughts are with people in the Big Bend, that's for sure.
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about the business.
So, well, our Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, we've been open for about a year. We specialize in treating patients that have pretty much tried everything else, and we're kind of the last resort with the best results is what I like to say. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is the patients usually that we see have chronic conditions, chronic pain, low back pain. Maybe they've had surgery already and are still experiencing pain or discomfort. Also peripheral neuropathy. A lot of our patients are experiencing like burning pain. It's difficult to walk. They may have balance issues, dizziness. So we see a lot of different symptoms that people may be on medications or have tried other things, but it's their quality of life just isn't what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the first areas I wanted to start out with is that you offer support for cancer patients.
Yes.
And some of the side effects that they go through, whether that's pain, nausea, fatigue, usually resulting from, you know, the chemotherapy or the radiation treatments. Talk to me about the support that you offer there.
Yes. So, like you said, a lot of them come in with just because of the chemo or radiation or the cancer, the type of cancer that they've had. So we see a lot of patients that will come in and we help with getting their energy back. A lot of them also have brain fog, so they're kind of just going through the day. They're just, you know, feel like zombies and everything. And also sometimes they develop joint pain from the different medications or the chemo that they've been on. Recently we had somebody that was in their 40s that came in and, you know, of course, surprise diagnosis because that's very young. Mm-hmm. And the medications just were throwing off their hormones as well. So we help with that just to regulate the body so they can just feel more human, you know, and do what they want to do every day and get through and then make their immune system stronger so they can fight.
Mm-hmm. So I would guess that you're using needles for that.
Yes. So we use needles and then we also use ATP bioresonance therapy, which helps to build up at a cellular level. It helps to build the ATP and the mitochondria. It's kind of the powerhouse of the cell. And it helps just for the damaged cells to start regenerating and firing and so they can function better.
Mm-hmm. Does acupuncture work with most forms of cancer?
So, and what I just want to clarify, we don't treat the cancer,
right.
But just the, for the symptoms.
Effects of it.
Yes, yes. Mostly, yes. There are some things, and that's when people come in, I always ask them, what do you want out of treatment? And that's why I always meet with people first, because I want to, you know, make sure that we can help them. There are some things that I may feel like, you know, we might not be able to get through this or help you with, you know, what you want your end result is. But I always ask people, what are your expectations? Where do you want to go? You know, where do you want to be? Do you want to be 30% better, 50% better, 100% better? Just so we can manage expectations. And then I develop a treatment plan so we can get there. And what I mean by a treatment plan is, do we see you twice a week? Do we see you three times a week? And how long? And so that first initial consultation, that's when we are able to talk and I'm able to develop that treatment plan and make sure that they have the time and energy, you know, to come in that frequently as well.
Mm-hmm. We do have a question on the text line. And by the way, if you want to be part of the conversation, 850-437-1620. The question is, do you recommend use of CBD for some of the symptoms that you've discussed?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I am not an expert on CBD, but I have worked with it a lot. You just have to make sure the quality of the CBD, because it can kind of be the wild, wild west out there with the different companies that, you know, jumped on the bandwagon with the CBD oil, tinctures, and everything. So you just have to do your research and make sure the quality of the CBD is good.
Mm-hmm. Do they get those recommendations from their primary care doctor or?
Most likely, yes. Okay. And but I have had patients that kind of do their own research as well. But you can, yeah, primary care doctor would be a good person to ask. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's also a good point, too, to talk a little bit about nutrition and mm-hmm. diets as part of the treating of the cancer side effects.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So usually with all of my patients, especially patients that are going through cancer treatment, we discuss lowering sugars. A lot of times that's probably the only thing that they can get in, you know, or the only thing that they crave. So we have to balance that out. You know, a lot of people come in with poor appetite. So if we look at, they don't have any appetite and the only thing that they can get down is Jell-O, you know, then you have to look at the situation specifically. But, you know, more whole foods is better, more natural, more, you know, it gives the body the natural fight and immunity to fight the cancer cells and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so acupuncture is something that they want to do in addition to their regular treatments. At what point should they bring you into that process?
You can do it right away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime you're feeling the symptoms or even before you say you were diagnosed, if you want to start, you can start before if you have like a gap, even before you're starting chemo or radiation, you can start right away because the sooner you start with anything with acupuncture, it can help to build the body up and it can help the medications, you know, better as well. It's just, there's no wrong time, I think, to start acupuncture, mm-hmm. as long as, you know, your primary care physician or your oncologist says, you know, it's okay. But again, we develop a treatment plan. So say you are fatigued, you know, there's certain treatments that we can do for fatigue to build that up. Or say, you know, you are having a lot of nausea or poor appetite or even hot flashes, because some of the medications can cause hot flashes. We develop, you know, a certain treatment for that with acupuncture. It just depends on the specific situation. And that's what's so great about the medicine, too, is that we look at the person specifically. We look at their medical history, what's going on currently, look at their nutrition, look at their activity, and, you know, pair it all together. We're not just looking at the diagnosis. We're looking at the whole person.
Mm-hmm. You said activity. So talk to me about the importance of movement and activity as part of the recovery process.
Yes, because it's kind of like that saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. You know, your body was made to move. And a lot of times when people are in pain or you're just feeling bad, of course, there is a rest aspect. You need to rest. Your body needs to heal. But you need that blood flow. You need the muscles to move. Because if you don't move, do some kind of activity, the body's like, oh, well, they're not really using it, so we don't need to use it. And an example of that is like sometimes with people that have peripheral neuropathy, and a lot of patients that go through chemo also develop chemo-induced peripheral neuropathy. So you don't feel like moving or stepping on your feet or anything like that, but you need to stimulate those nerves and the bottom of your feet. Otherwise, it starts to get worse.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about how acupuncture works.
So acupuncture works as it stimulates the nervous system. And the nervous system, you know, it's like I say that the brain is like your mainframe. So it stimulates certain points, stimulate the brain, and it sends signals to that part of the body. Okay, we need this system to turn on to be able to start healing this area. Or we need to build up this area. We need the muscle to release. So a lot of it, I look at it as a lot of it is based on the neurological system, and then that starts to send different signals to different other systems that mm-hmm. need to regulate the body and balance it out and heal it.
Absolutely. So are there any misconceptions that people have?
There's a couple. So there's that it may hurt. And, of course, they're needles, but they're thin needles. And I tell my patients, you know, if it hurts, if anything feels bad, then just let me know because we can pull it back, pull it out. Mm-hmm. There are over 400 different acupuncture points in the body. So that's, we can use another point, you know. And sometimes some patients are like, oh, I feel that more today than I did yesterday. And that's a good sign because it's meaning that the body and that part of the body is starting to wake up and do its job. The other misconception can be that it just happens, like one treatment will just work. And not all the patients that come in that have chronic conditions can be fixed, is what I say, overnight. There are some patients that come in and maybe they've had chronic conditions and they're just like they heal in one or two treatments. But a lot of our patients, it takes time and consistency for the body to heal. And it's not an overnight thing. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, our guest from Acupuncture of Pensacola, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. So talk to me about some of the other conditions that are treatable with acupuncture. Mm-hmm.
Another big thing that we see is digestive issues. So I guess that can go back to even like with cancer care as well. A lot of people have IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, just chronic either diarrhea or constipation just from medications. And acupuncture just helps to regulate that system again. It releases serotonin, which is produced in the gut. And it gets the appetite going and regulating as well. Yeah. And then we also have another big thing is, of course, infertility. We've been seeing more women and even men come in and they've just been having difficulty to conceive, or they have gone through again chemo or radiation and that has stopped them from being able to conceive naturally. So, and then we also help with women that are going through IVF increase their chances of success.
Okay, perfect. Another question for you. Do you accept Medicare or TRICARE?
Unfortunately, we're out of network with Medicare and TRICARE. You can always call them and see if they accept out of network. We are out of network with most insurances, but we do provide paperwork that can help them to get reimbursed.
Okay, nice. Any other questions? Let us know, 850-437-1620. So what does a treatment plan look like and how many visits can people expect?
Mm-hmm. So there are some patients that treatment plans, I will see them for maybe a month, and that can be 2 to 3 times a week. And then other patients, I have patients that have had, and it's usually chronic pain or peripheral neuropathy, and we'll see them sometimes for 3 to 4 months. And I have a few patients where they've come to me, they've tried medications, they've tried surgery for either peripheral neuropathy or low back pain, and they've been miserable for years. So a lot of times that will take, you know, 3 to 4 months to get them to where they're more functionable. Patients will come in and they've got, you know, just they don't even feel like themselves anymore. And it's been going on for a long time. And then they learn about us. But it's just a process. And we guide them through that, you know, so they can get to being more functioning in life. They want to play with their grandkids. You know, they still surf. They want to, you know, just travel. A lot of people that are retired, you know, they didn't retire just to sit around in their arm, you know, their lazy boy. They retired so they can travel.
That's what I'm going to do.
Think, yeah. You're like, I'm done. You're like, I just need to zone out. Yeah. And then there's some people that do, but you don't want to sit around, you know, in your lazy boy being in pain and discomfort and sit around and enjoy a good football game, right?
That's right.
But a lot of people, when they have that chronic pain or other chronic conditions and GI issues, you know, it just changes them because they can't focus on anything else. And, you know, our goal is to get people more active and enjoy life and live the life that they want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have a variety of services that you offer. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about dry needling.
So dry needling is usually, I'll do more on athletes. It is a way that we stimulate the muscles. And usually it's more like in the bigger muscles that we'll do. And I typically do it more with patients that have more acute injuries and muscle injuries and stuff like that. It's a little bit shorter of a visit too, because we don't retain the needles for very long. But yeah, it helps a lot of athletes. That's for sure. Yeah.
ATP resonance biotherapy. Mm-hmm. So is that with the current?
Yes. So it's microcurrent, and that's when I was talking about, it helps increase the ATP, the mitochondria, the powerhouse, kind of the gas station of the cell. And we'll pair that with acupuncture. We'll also pair it with electroacupuncture as well. And it just works a different way on the body. And it also makes the treatments more powerful, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also use it on kids too. So I have a couple of kids that are under 10. They just don't like needles, as a lot of people don't. And if you were a kid, I don't think you would either. So we'll use that. And then I can use acupressure with the kids too, which is just acupuncture points, but we put more pressure on them, and that helps as well. So we can pair that together to treat kids too that are just needle phobic.
We have another question for you. Does dry needling work for sciatica?
It can. But usually I will use acupuncture and microcurrent. I think it works better than the dry needling.
Okay. This other question, hopefully I ask it the right way. Any experience with Charte-Marie Tooth, CMT disease?
Oh, yes.
You said Alan Jackson has that, and apparently it's been in the news.
Huh. I have heard of it. I am not as familiar with it, though. Have to
do more research on that.
More research on it. I don't know why it's not like popping up in my head, but yeah, I'll have to do more research on it.
Okay.
And then we'll, yeah.
Fair enough.
I can put that on our Facebook. I'll answer that question on our Facebook. If you want to, you know, go to that, and I'll delve more into it. Yep.
Perfect. Neuropathy treatments. You also offer those?
Yes. Yes. Neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy. And there's different types of neuropathy, but yep, we treat all type. It's neurological system. So anything neurological, acupuncture can help with the symptoms. Definitely.
What is O3 reboot therapy?
It's ozone regenerative therapy. We'll use it. It's an antibacterial, antiviral. So we can use it in a couple of different ways. We can use it like if somebody is suffering from COVID or post or long haulers syndrome. Also, we use it for migraines and brain fog. It is a form of oxygen. Of course, ozone is a form of oxygen. And we use it in a way where it's safe. And it helps. Again, we'll pair it with acupuncture too, just to, if I feel like we need to pair that and add that on, then we add it on just to make the treatments more effective and for people to get better faster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you treat everybody from seniors to athletes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. From, I think my my youngest patient was 5, and my oldest patient right now is 103.
Mm.
Yep.
Dare I ask what the 5-year-old needed?
A lot of digestive stuff. Mm. Yeah. I'm seeing younger children with more digestive issues, and a lot of them are just, it's either they're very stressed, something's going on, you know, school can be stressful for kids these days. I mean, everything going on and everything, but yeah, so usually it's digestive issues for younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know that you also treat stress and pain, mm-hmm. and that's kind of a wide range, I guess.
Yeah.
So how does acupuncture work with that?
So you got to think, if you're in pain all the time, your body is going, it's in like that fight or flight mode. It's producing cortisol. It's, you know, it's never able to relax. So that causes stress and a lot of stress, anxiety, and even depression. Because after so long, the body just is like, I can't handle this. So a lot of times just to deal with it, a lot of times people just kind of shut down, they get depressed. So that we help to also calm down the sympathetic nervous system or the fight or flight. And then also we'll work on the pain aspect as well. So we're looking again at the whole body and the different systems and trying to make them work together instead of fighting against each other.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that acupuncture also works with hormones a little bit. How does mm-hmm. it help regulate hormones?
Mm-hmm. So hormones are another thing that we need to see pretty consistently because it takes a while. So nutrition, again, is another thing we'll discuss with because nutrition really will affect hormones. Stress affects hormones. So we'll go over the stress, the nutrition, and then we'll use acupuncture to help regulate the different systems in the body. So the endocrine system and the hormones are just producing the right amount, because a lot of times one hormone is just off the charts. So we have to deregulate that and then build up the other areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Rebecca Gibbons of Acupuncture Pensacola, thank you for being our guest today. Mm-hmm. If people want to get a hold of you, what's mm-hmm. the website? What's the phone number?
So we're at www.awpensacola.com at 850-530-1028.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Okay, thanks.